The final House vote exempts the St. Croix River Crossing project from the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. For supporters, it means that decades of planning, lobbying, and legal challenges are over. St. Croix County Board Chair Daryl Standifer, who speaks for a pro-bridge group, says a weight has been lifted from his shoulders.
It's relief, it's anticipation, it's enthusiasm, and I think most of all it's probably just a feeling of gratitude for having a long, long process finally come to a successful conclusion.
The $680 million bridge project will connect Houlton, Wisconsin and Stillwater, Minnesota. It will replace an 80-year-old two-lane lift bridge. Approval was needed from Congress because a legal challenge found it violated the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. U.S. Congressman Ron Kind, a Democrat from La Crosse, says the bridge won't harm the river but will spur jobs.
Now we can move forward on an important infrastructure project for the region, which will not only help create jobs in the short term in building the bridge, but lead to longer-term economic development and job growth.
But the bridge still has opposition. Carol Hardin heads the Sierra Club's St. Croix Valley Interstate Group. She says this exemption sets a bad precedent.
A lot of these places were designated wild and scenic for exactly the reason the St. Croix was, because they were in areas close to metropolitan areas, and to protect them for the exact same reason why this law was changed.
Construction of the St. Croix River Crossing isn't expected to begin until 2014. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.